Proclamation number 8321 of 5th of November, 1962. Freedom from the enemy only through Jesus Christ. There is only one means to become free from all bondage, the voluntary turning to Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer. He alone has the power to give you freedom, for he paid your jailer the ransom for you, and he can now no longer keep you bound if you desire freedom yourselves. But the latter is decisive, for it is up to you yourselves which master you want to turn to. But to remain with him also means to languish again in the captivity of the one who is without love and who only prepares an unhappy fate for you. But if you want to become blessed again, as you were in the beginning, you must detach yourselves from him and hand yourselves over to Jesus Christ. You must accept his redemption and thus avail yourselves of all the blessings he purchased for you on the cross. You must appeal to him for strength of will, because this is necessary since the enemy of your souls had weakened your will, and therefore the ascent to the height would be difficult for you if the Divine Redeemer did not give your will the necessary strength. He has overcome the adversary. He has wrested the souls of those from whom he themselves want them to become free. And he paid the purchase price for these souls through his death on the cross. The soul of Jesus, of an original spirit who had not fallen, pitied the great need of the fallen brethren, and offered itself to God as a sacrifice of atonement to redeem their guilt. The soul of Jesus, a pure being of light, descended to earth and took abode in the midst of sinful humanity in the will to bring freedom to this humanity, since it languished in the fetters of the adversary and was incapable of its own salvation. But the path of a soul of light in the dark earthly world could not have been covered by it if it had not had love within itself which gave it strength, for love is strength. Love, however, is also the primal element of God, the Father, from whom that spirit of light also emerged. Thus he so arranged himself as the human being Jesus that he was completely filled with love, which also means that the eternal love itself completely permeated him and thus took abode in his human cover. His body contained the eternal deity itself, which can only be imagined as love. And this love now accomplished the work of redemption on earth. Love itself redeemed the guilt by causing the man Jesus to sacrifice himself for humanity in order to offer a work of atonement to the Father through which they became free from that guilt. Love therefore fought against the enemy and defeated him. He had to hand over the captives, he had to set them free because the purchase price had been paid for them. And thus every person who accepts Jesus' act of salvation, who recognizes and acknowledges the Father himself in the Divine Redeemer and now freely turns his will towards him, just as he once freely turned away from him. He only has to want to become free from the enemy of his soul and ask Jesus for help. He has to take the path to the cross himself with his guilt of sin and ask for forgiveness. Then he will also be accepted and his guilt will be redeemed. He will have escaped captivity and been seized by Jesus Christ himself, who will also safely lead him into the kingdom of light which was previously closed to beings who became sinful through their apostasy from God. To become free from God's adversary is an exceedingly great grace which, however, the human being only needs to request, because thereby he testifies to his will to be redeemed and to return to the Father again. And this will of his will be complied with, for it is only about the change of will, it is only about the recognition of God in free will, which was once denied to him. The adversary knows that he will lose his adherence through Jesus Christ's act of salvation, and therefore his constant endeavor will be to withhold the knowledge of it from people or to destroy all faith in it. And therefore God, in turn, constantly endeavors to convey the knowledge to people in all truth, so that people will now also correctly evaluate their freedom of will, so that they will recognize the meaning and purpose of the act of salvation and now consciously take the path to the cross, because it is the only path which leads to the gate of the kingdom of light, which only Jesus Christ can open. But he has no other goal than to make people blissfully happy, and therefore he will time and again step into people's path and present his greater than great work of mercy to them. And blessed is he who recognizes him and gives himself to him, for he will become free from every bondage, he will be able to get rid of every bondage because Jesus Christ himself will loosen it for him in his love. Amen.